KMAN.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Good thanks to RCPD Director Brad Schoen for coming in and speaking with us. He had to leave a little earlier. Usually we have him on the whole hour, but busy day. Of course, Riley County Fair Week. It's a busy day for everybody. It's, RCPD does have a booth out there. So right now, though, we have Jackson County School Resource Officer John Calvert of Topeka. And first off, welcome, John.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you on. You're here in town. Well, one, a little bit of background. You went to college with one of our sales folks here at Manhattan Broadcasting. So she was the first one to mention, like, hey, I noticed I have a friend that's an SRO officer and thought it would be a good In Focus topic. And I was like, you're absolutely right. That would be a good In Focus topic. And you happen to be in Manhattan this week because the Kansas Juvenile Officer Association conference over to Four Points by Sheridan. It's gone on since Monday and ends today, I believe.
Yes, it sure does.
And talk a little bit about this conference and just kind of what it encompasses.
Well, this is actually the ninth year that it's been going on. And what it does is it allows school resource officers, juvenile probation, anybody that has anything to do with kids in the legal aspect, we come together, we're able to get some speakers, get some good training, and realistically just kind of be in the same room together and share ideas and network and create bonds with each other so that when we go back to our schools, if we have questions or we have issues, you know, it's just a nice network to have that I can pick up the phone and call a couple other SROs who might be experiencing the same thing.
Now, obviously, school resource officers have been around a while. I think I graduated high school in 2004, and I'm pretty sure maybe it was around that time that we really started to see more of an emphasis on having school resource officers in schools, or at least having some sort of presence of law enforcement in schools. I imagine probably ever since Columbine's probably when you probably really started to see an uptick in that. And it's really been in the national spotlight the last few years as we've seen more school shootings, especially in February with the Parkland shooting. That's really kind of put the exclamation mark, I think, really on the whole topic and the wide variety of issues. We always talk about it, and I think that's why I'm so glad you're in, because we always talk about, well, this is what SROs should do, shouldn't do. Well, let's actually hear from an SRO and actually have a conversation. Let's talk about what, when it comes to this, when it comes to school safety and some of those things, what do you think's maybe some of the biggest misconceptions maybe the public has about what an SRO does and the duties involved there?
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, you know, the police response in any kind of event is always evolving. You mentioned Columbine back in 1999. The take that we got as law enforcement was in 1999, we would show up, we would secure the scene, and we'd call SWAT. Well, we realized in Columbine that's not going to work. So our tactics changed, and what we do changed. And that is still true in 2018. We get together and after any kind of event, and we start breaking it down, and how do we as police or sheriff's deputies or troopers really change our response so that we can get in there faster, we can stop, we can save lives. As a school resource officer, my job, I feel, is to create relationships with our students and with our staff members. There are some out there that think that having police in schools does nothing but create this school-to-prison pipeline, and I would argue against that, because the worst thing I can do in my job is to arrest a kid. My job's to get in there to create these relationships to keep our kids safe. And I'm getting ready to start my sixth year as a school resource officer, and I tell you, it's working. Students, I hope, and what I'm seeing, feel comfortable coming and talking to me so that we can head off issues, we can head off problems before it even reaches the law enforcement aspect. But to get in, to create an environment for our students and our staff members to just be real safe, to have open dialogue, that they can share any kind of concerns. In January, I actually opened up my Twitter account. I've never had Twitter. I'm still learning Twitter, but it was a way for students to try to contact me. And it started because I had a kid come up and say, hey, I wanted to talk to you, but I didn't know your Twitter. And I said, that's because I don't have a Twitter. So, you know, it's taken the steps out there so that the staff members, the students can see a police officer or a sheriff's deputy. But my goal is that they see me and they see a human, they see a person first. And so creating that open dialogue and the environments together to help keep everybody safe.
Brady Bowman here with Jackson County SRO Officer John Calvert of Topeka. He's been in town for the Kansas Juvenile Officer Association Conference that's been here in Manhattan at the Four Points by Sheraton. Monday was the first day that concludes today. And you said you've been doing this 6 years now. I guess maybe some when you first took on the job, were you nervous at all? And then maybe what's some things you kind of learned along the way?
You know, I got real lucky. Those people out there who know me know I'm married up. My wife is absolutely amazing. And so I have a tough job just in that to make sure that she doesn't know really the mistake she made in marrying me. But she's right now she's an elementary school principal. And so when I got the job as far as becoming the school resource officer, I had no idea what I was doing. I was a second, third shift officer who was the firearms guy. I was working with our canine units, and that's what I wanted to do. But the opportunity presented itself to go into the schools, and with the encouragement of my wife and her having my back, I went in, and I remember the first couple of weeks just going, I have no idea what I'm doing here, but I'm a big kid at heart. I love being goofy, and so I kind of relied on that a little bit, and again, just focused on making long-lasting relationships with our students and our staff. And, you know, it's truly the most rewarding job I've ever had in my entire life. I get to watch our kids go through the struggle that is growing up and then come out the other side with a high school diploma and then keep in contact with them afterwards, whether it's college or career or military. And it's absolutely amazing.
I'm sure that's been rewarding.
It's the best job in the entire world.
And what grade do you usually deal with?
I'm K through 12.
K through 12.
I got them all.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the schools that I deal with is Royal Valley. And they're about 5 years ago, I was invited to take a team photo with the girls' basketball team in seventh and eighth grade. And so took the photo. It was fun. We had a good time with it. Well, these ladies went to the state championship game this year in Kansas, and I had a poster of them when they were in seventh and eighth grade. And so to watch these juniors and seniors, you know, play basketball for the state title and you know, take second place in the entire state and think back to where they were when they were in middle school, it was amazing. And that's, you know, coming from a law enforcement officer. So it was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of little rewards. There are some setbacks, but overall, this is the best job I could ever imagine.
And that is key. It's those relationships. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of folks tell us, our USD 383 folks tell us that about their SRO officers, that it's all about those relationships, and that's probably the best way to prevent any sort of tragedy from ever happening, is just developing those relationships with some of these kids.
Absolutely. Again, just so they can feel comfortable coming to you with any kind of issues, because it's the small things that you can do that might help change the big issues.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll talk more with SRO Officer John Calvert here on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series.